Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 674 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is March 13th, 2022, and I am one of your humble hosts, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And we broadcast every Sunday, normally 1 p.m. Pacific time, but because of daylight savings, we are accommodating our UK brothers, so we are starting off a little bit later in the afternoon, 2 p.m., but 9 p.m. in the UK. That's the normal. That's the standard. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We also will put forward an audio podcast. So if you can't join us and you want to listen to us while maybe you're, I don't know, jamming out on the treadmill, you got it. We're there for you. On today's show, showing off his ultra big pipes, we have Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fiber. Yeah, on the show, we'll chat about it in a minute. At last, I'm here. Hopefully, of course, as soon as I say this, everything will collapse. So, So, hi, everybody. And here we go. Woohoo!
Here we go, indeed. And here to talk about everything ring-related, not cock ring, but Elden Ring, on the show, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone. It's me. I am new to podcasting. I am a stranger. Return of a Mark.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, Mark. Glad
Thank
to have
you, very
you
much.
Back. Yeah. Glad to have you back. You've taken a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, it went on longer than I thought. Well, longer than what I wanted, but yeah. Once you've been away from something, it's hard to drag yourself back. It's not my birthday.
Robin is out of control. See, this is why I need you back on the show, Mark. I needed somebody that was more grounded, more sane. I've had to put up with Robin, let's face it, for a long time.
This message.
All right. I think we have one birthday to speak of this week. DeMarcus Sparks turning, well, let's see. Okay, it says 35, but let's do our thing here. That's easily 85 in our years. It's kind of like dog years accelerated. So happy birthday to DeMarcus Sparks. We've got a special birthday message.
To you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
Gentleman was not recognized.
I'm just now watching the feed and I see the lovely image you have where Kim would normally appear.
Oh, yeah, this is another Kim Woods. This is the third Kim Woods now. So if you search for Kim Woods on the internet, you'll find Kim Woods here. I believe she's into real estate. And she looks like she has quite a lot of real estate herself. So there you go. Hi, Kim.
That is the thing. We're just going to whenever Kim can't make the show, we will find a replacement Kim Woods. Because quite honestly, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Just do a search on Kim Woods. There's a couple I don't think we can actually put on the show for the record. I think they might be a little too racy.
I think the ones that we've had on instead of Kim have actually been much better. I mean, they've been quiet, more polite and stuff like that there.
So. I know. They listen to cues, the whole nine yards. It's been lovely. Quick shout out in the chat. We've got Boomer and Boof both in the chat.
Hey guys.
I say Boof, it might be Boff. I'm not sure how the double O, is it Boff or Boof?
Boof, he's impressed that we're early. We're on time.
Well, no, I think he's impressed that he made it early.
Oh, good.
Because I don't want to set any expectations that we're going to be able to do this consistently. All right, let's get it some story time.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. Well, look, Mark, you haven't been on in a while. So obviously you are first up. It goes without saying. I'm sure you probably don't want to talk, but you know, I'm going to force you to talk a little bit here.
I don't even know where to start.
You start at the very start beginning. Happy New Year. A very good place to start.
It's been that long since I've been on Happy New Year. But yeah. So.
Well, okay. Let me do this. We'll do a little quick Q&A. How's that?
Yeah.
I'll make it easier. So work. How has work been going? Have you transitioned to any new jobs? Have you been assigned janitorial duties permanently?
No, still cracking on where I've been since I joined last September. Still enjoying it, apart from working on a lot of rusty old shit boxes. But yeah, just plodding along. It's really busy. For a small independent garage, we are fully booked every day. So there's no let up, there's no relaxation. I'm getting home absolutely shattered, falling asleep straight after my tea. Yeah, just shattering. I'm just getting too old for manual labour. We're fully booked for the next 3 or 4 weeks solid. So yeah, there's just no quietness in sight, which is a good thing, I suppose.
Okay, no, that is a good thing. By the way, real quickly, Christopher Matthew is in the chat complaining. What am I, chopped liver? Clearly not Christopher Matthew. You absolutely are a ribeye steak. I've met you in person. I would never consider you to be chopped liver. All right.
Chop of onions, chopped liver, nice bit of bread to sop up the gravy.
No, I'm not a liver fan.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Liver. Ugh, no.
I'm with Mark on that. Liver, blech.
Kidney and liver. No, thank you.
Who eats kidneys except for like deprived, like, cannibals?
Apart from Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Robin, apparently.
When there's no potatoes.
All right.
So next question, Greg.
Next question. What consoles do you now own?
Same as before, the Xbox Series X, the PlayStation 5, on the PC. Right. But yeah, not bought plans? Any new machines or anything. No plans for any new ones. I'm not getting the Steam Deck because I probably won't even use it.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm happy with what I'm going. I don't know if I got this when I was on the show last time, but I got a new 4K monitor for the PlayStation 5. Currys have got some nice ones on sale at £200, a BenQ 4K 28-inch monitor.
Lovely.
So I've got two 4K monitors now, one for the Xbox and one for the PlayStation, so I'd have to swap leads around.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. I was going to ask you about favorite game, but I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about that in a minute. So,
you're still married? It's got a ring in it.
We're still married? Yeah. We're still married?
Jenny's
still married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, still
didn't have a sex change.
No, not yet. No.
Okay. We were gonna outfit you with a wig at one
no,
point.
No, no more extra grandkids neither.
Okay.
And there's no sign of them neither.
Okay.
Yeah. So still
got. That could be a good thing or a bad thing. You take your pick on that one, right? All right. Enough of that, Mark. We love you. We're back. We're glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
But yeah, we're tired of you talking. So let's move over to Robin. Robin, what's been going on with you? Not much, right?
Very busy week, one way or another. I mean, work-wise, I was away for a few days, and as you know, I had a struggle in that place with a pool and you know, the sauna, but it was terrible. It was far away, and the restaurant was awful. I mean, for goodness sake, they didn't even serve me martinis, so I couldn't even give them a martini rating.
Yeah, that's bad.
So yeah, Bed Factory. But yeah, a good, successful week. Very tiring. I was at a friend's son's wedding yesterday. Judith and I had a no kid day, which was kind of awesome. Love the kids, but it was lovely to get away. We spent the whole day away. I was driving, so I couldn't really partake. But I did have some zero alcohol Guinness, this special little machine. And it
sounds kind of contradictory.
Cool. Zero Guinness. It was actually quite tasty, but lighter. Okay. So it was better than drinking Coke or Diet Coke all day. We danced the night away. We had fun. It was good. It was a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And then through the week, fiber was eventually switched on. This whole debacle, the whole massive, massive problems getting fiber here. It's probably been, a year now since it was announced and the hardware started to go in the lane, and now it's happened.
So no more tractor incidents then?
No more tractor incidents. So yeah, that they came with vans. Judith took a photograph of the van in the street. And I was, is this what you're waiting on? And oh my God, I was away. It was fabulous. So the little challenges that I had, I am a bit away from the house here. And I had a separate 4G connection out here and one inside the house. And in the olden days, we had an RJ45 network cable going underneath the ground and up into the house, into a power line adapter through the power lines to the router. And I reinstated that with the new fiber. And disappointingly, you know, when we plugged a hard line in the house, we were getting 980 odd meg. It was ridiculous. It was like, fuck! But the power lines killed it. So we were getting out here about 70 or 80 meg and up about 100, which is probably fine for this. But I wanted to have those big numbers, not just in the house. So I got 75 meters of cable and got the chance to lay it roughly today. So it is, it's laid, it's going through a window at one point, so it'll have to be through, but it's up and over from the house to here, through a gap and down. And I just ran a speed test there a little while ago, and I'm getting 730 megabytes down and 273 up. That's pretty good, Mark, isn't it? That's all right.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, especially your up speed. Your up speed is really good.
Yeah, the up speed is fantastic. I think, Robin, the next phase is you need to trench a cable line in the driveway and properly protect this cabling.
It is outdoor cable that I've got. And the challenge that I have as well with Charlie upstairs and the Joshua's room, you know, how do you bury RJ45 cable after the fact? So at the moment, there's a cable running up the wall of the stairs into his room. Because, I got to work out a way. So I think I'm going to bring his cable outside of the wall and up the wall and through the roof into his room rather than starting to track plastered walls and up the stairs. So that'll be to try and tidy that all. If you're building a house.
And I can only imagine Judith right now thinks you're insane.
No, she's loving this. She said, have you cancelled the other 4G counts yet? She says, no, I just wanted to wait a while. She said, but yeah, I'll be paying for two now. She says, yeah, okay. But it's fab. This is the first. This is the test tonight already. And I remember years ago hearing Eric on the Veteran Gamers talking about this, that there was always a little bit of delay with the microphone. You know, I started talking and you just didn't get it. And I missed. There was just a wee sync issue there, and I think that's gone already. That's gone completely. So that's cool. And I had it pushed with the 4G to as far as I possibly could, and it's amazing what we managed to do out of that, and it's been very, very good. But because Mark fucked off and I had to learn all this shit, and but now we can really push the boundaries a wee bit further again, and I can become the streaming personality that I always wanted to be, and you know that I am. So, as well as the good things, then Greg. So today it was the kids we were at the wedding and we had babysitters all day. My son was up and my niece was over, and of course today the kids went bananas. We went out for dinner again today just to keep it simple.
Right.
And then we came home and I started to I've got this to do and that to do, and I've got the cables to lay and. There's homeworks to be done, and we have a new foster kid, and he was out. He's a nice lad, but he was outside. And then the gates at the end of the lane, and the big, big gates that closed the gate off, one of them completely collapsed. Big, massive post rotten at the bottom. So there's another frigging massive...
You sure it wasn't your neighbor with the tractor running into the
post? I don't think so. It's just amazing how it's went. I was going to put on new gates at some stage with electric gates on it and stuff like that, but... I hadn't really planned for that. And then one of the downsides to this, and we talked about this through the week, was changing over the internet and the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So I did change to, you know, the same password and same username, but for some reason or another, whatever way this hub was, it didn't accept it. The devices wouldn't accept. So I was up ladders this morning, the big tall, you know, four Nest cameras outside. The only way you can get them on is to scan the QR code at the back of them or enter the serial number. There's no way to update the Wi-Fi easily. All of the Kazoo or Wazoo or Tapu cameras inside the house, the plugs, the LED lights, all of that, everything, the friggin' Greg.
All your ring alarm stuff as well.
Yeah, the ring alarm had to be reset.
I was on strike apparently, Greg, also.
The Roomba had to get redone. The ring impressed me because even though the Wi-Fi was down, Mark, it continued on its mobile.
Yeah, it goes on cellular backup, doesn't it? Yeah.
So it's just today I've kind of got everything gone. So, wow. So,
yeah, that's a new thing I've got, Greg. I've got a new ring alarm system because I showed Robin the link. It was in the January sale, and Robin got two, in fact.
Yeah,
it's really
good. Robin does need multiple ring cameras around the compound. For those that don't know what Robin does, he is a local cocaine warlord, and so he has to have cameras. He has a front gate that has secured.
Yeah, well, I mean the gate down now is really bad because it when it fell over, it set off some of the mines. God's a pain in the butt. But look, so it's been a busy week. I've got another busy week ahead again. Things that I'm looking forward to trying out now will be the streaming of Game Pass stuff. What's that called again?
Cloud
streaming. See, that wasn't a thing to me because it was pushing the limits. Probably I could get my my Google Strava. What is it? What's it called?
Stadia.
I could get out of it and it might actually work for me now.
Are they still actually doing things?
I've got to say, is that still a thing? Have they not shut it down yet?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, game streaming is possibly in the house. And you'll chat about it in a wee while, you've been doing with it. So, yeah, it's been a good week. Busy week. Not a busy week ahead. St. Patrick's Day is on Thursday in Ireland. So my company closes down on Thursday, and they're closing down on Friday as well. So I was asking some of my guys on Friday, because I've got a big installation happening on Wednesday. It was supposed to happen on Tuesday. I said, look, guys, I hope you don't mind, but we really have to do this, and it's way down deep in the southern Mexico. I said, look, when does the St. Patrick's Day stuff start for you guys? You know, is it Wednesday night, or is it Thursday night, or is it Friday night's the big thing? I says, Robin, it starts on Wednesday, and it keeps on going to Sunday night. So
I was going to say, it starts maybe like on Monday.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Hey, Farzan, how you doing, fella?
We got the chat is lively right now. So Boomer, we've got Boff, CP Matthew. I also saw Rob VTS in the chat. Corazon just joined as well. So cheers to everybody in the chat. Everybody agrees fiber is the future, Robin. Welcome to the modern times.
If it's working, guys, please let me know. You know, and is it better? Is it worse? Is it better? You know, what is it? You know,
It seems better, with the exception of that little hiccup we had when we first were connecting up that scared me for a moment. But I mean, outside of that, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else, Robin, before we move on?
No, I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
Good deal. All right. So on my end, I got a free TiVo 4K streaming deck. And it's not really a stick, but it's basically their version of a stick. And so I plugged it in, was playing around with it because I thought, well, maybe this might be a way I just do, you know, some of the different streaming apps like Paramount Plus, that kind of thing on the main TV. Gotta say, I'm not that impressed with it. It seems a little clunky.
It's not really. They are available here, Mark, aren't they? But they're not really a thing.
I've not seen a TiVo one. When we had them January sales, and when I got my Ring Alarm, I actually picked up another 4K Fire Stick. So I've moved the older one into onto the kitchen TV and the new one in the front room because it's a little bit quicker. It's like a next generation one, so it's got a faster CPU. It's quite a bit quicker. But yeah, I do like the Fire Sticks.
Yeah, I mean, you can side functionality, it all works, but the layout of it, the way you kind of get to the different apps, that to me is just a bit confusing and messy in terms of the UI that they have. But, you know, it is what it is. And it was free, so I can't complain. I
accidentally bought a Fire TV for Glenn for his new room where he is. I didn't realize when you fired it up and, you know, it requires an Amazon account.
Yeah.
It won't, you know, if you don't have
that. Use your Amazon account and you and set them up as a profile.
That's what I have done.
Yeah, I've got my mum as a profile. I've got Jay as a profile. So they all fucking freeload off my Amazon and Netflix accounts.
Yeah.
They do reciprocate that because Jay and Sam pay for Disney. So I get Disney off them and they get Amazon and Netflix off me. So it swings around about.
So actually, you just reminded me. So speaking of Amazon, so I have a Logitech Elite Harmony remote, which basically it's a touch screen.
Yeah,
really like it. And I went to update it, and I had to sync it, and it says log into your account, and it takes you to this, you know, Logitech login page, and I'm logging in, trying to log in, and of course, you know, the whole password's wrong, and so. I'm like, okay, well, let me just reset my password. So I click reset my password, and it says we sent an email to you. I'm like, okay, great. And I look at my email, nothing. Oh, but I have like 5,000 like security alerts from Logitech telling me that somebody's trying to log into my account every time I do a wrong password. And so I'm like, what the hell? And then I'm like, wait, I think this is somehow tied to my Amazon account. Sure enough, at the bottom, you had the ability to, you know how sometimes it says log in with your Facebook account or your Google account? Yeah. Well, you had to basically mouse over to the right once, and Amazon. I swear to God, they are everywhere. So I log in using my Amazon account and then say, you know, allow Logitech to reset. And then I didn't need to reset my password because it was my Amazon account was my password. Go figure. But anyway, Amazon taking over. House projects also taking over in my my world right now. So we have... I swear to God, I think I've thought three different times now that the front of the house was done and we weren't going to be adding anything more to it. And sure enough, we are adding a new small kind of a smile. I'll call it a smile line wall in the front yard area. Hard to describe, but it's matching up to another wall that we built. It's going to look fantastic, but it's one of those things that like kind of during the course of the week, I was having to like contractors coming over and they're cutting stone literally outside my window. So like, as I'm trying to have business calls, you're just hearing saws tearing into stone and realizing how thin my walls are apparently compared to what I thought they were. And then next weekend, I'm going to tackle a project in the backyard, which is we had a small area where our flagstone is that kind of floods up when we get big rain. And so it needs to have a proper drainage system. So I'm going to basically dig up some of the flagstone, trench out a nice little drain hose and drainage system. And so that will be my Saturday next week. We'll see how that goes. And then lastly, okay, they're saying I can't hear Greg. What'd you do, Robin?
Did anything? Nothing? Right. I did nothing.
Everyone's saying I'm muted for some reason.
All sounds gone, it says.
All say, sound is gone.
Say hello again.
Hello, hello. We better now?
It's not Skype because I can hear you two guys, no problem.
I know. We're back.
Must be a Twitch thing.
All right. Maybe it was a little hiccup. Okay. So anyway, house projects happening. That's the most important thing to note. Whether it be the front of the house, the back of the house, and there's probably stuff going on inside the house too. It never ends. It never ends. It's the beauty of being a homeowner and also the curse of being a homeowner.
Absolutely right.
There was a big announcement yesterday from Amazon. Going back to Amazon a second. They've announced season 3 of one of my all-time favorite Amazon series, The Boys. Season 3 in June. And it looks like the one of the main characters, Butcher, looks like he may acquire powers because his eyes are glowing on the poster image.
That's right. He didn't have powers.
Yeah. No.
He was just a badass, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. Robin, did you by chance switch us over to the gameplay mix?
I am working on it right now, but I did. I think
you switched scenes. Yeah.
You switched scenes on us.
Yeah, I whacked, I think, the microphone button. So I apologize while I was working on it. Silly boy. Like,
doesn't matter about his improvement in internet, does it, Greg? He's still an amateur.
No, because he needs to switch us back to the main screen, so this way I'm not seeing the
screen. You'll see it in a second. Sorry. You'll be all right.
I just like giving you a stick. Anyway, it's been, I mean, that's pretty much been it. A lot of work. I was feeling a bit off on Friday. So I, you know, I have a kind of little minor cold that hit. I was a bit nasally today.
But I've been expecting to come out in a rash as well, because last weekend we had my youngest granddaughter, Ava. We had her on the Friday and the Saturday.
Right.
And then on the Sunday, Jay rings us up. Oh, she's come out in a load of spots. And then on the Monday, yeah, it's chicken pox. She's come out in chicken pox, and she's had chicken pox all week. And I, as a child, had a built-in immune system. I'd never had any childhood illnesses. I never even had a TB jab. Because we used to have what we called the six needles, and it used to
determine
if you, yeah, well, mine all stayed up. I never had a TB jab or anything. And then in my late teens, early 20s, it seems to have gone, because I started getting a few illnesses. So I've been just waiting for the fucking rash and the shingles, because in an adult, you don't just get chickenpox, do you? You get shingles, which is supposed to be really bad.
It's much worse, yeah. In fact, that's a word to the wise. As you start getting up in the years, you can actually get the shingles vaccine, save you a little bit of grief should you ever get that.
I know a few people have been hospitalized by it, so I've been absolutely dreading it. But so far, it's been a week since she's been sort of like diagnosed. And I've not had anything, so I think I'm in the clear now. The incubation period should be less than a week, shouldn't it?
Yeah, yes. And yes, shingles do suck. All right. Let's talk about some games. I'm kind of excited about this.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
All right. So video games. We've got some games to talk about. The March games, I'll just do Kim's duties since, you know, we have the Kim Woods that, I mean, she's here for us, but she's a little quiet. Games with gold in March. Aerial Knights Never Yield is available to the 15th of March. Then for the entire month, you can get Flame in the Flood. Street Power Soccer will become available on the 16th of March and go through to April 15th. And then you only have a couple days left if you want to get Sacred 2 Fallen Angel. And then SpongeBob, that's hard for me to say, SpongeBob's Truth or Square, that will also start on April 16th.
It's about time I killed off Games with Gold. It's just, apart from Sacred 2, which is half decent, it's just, that's just garbage.
I'm with you, Mark. I'm with you. In fact, we'll talk about that right after this. I have some thoughts. PlayStation in March, GTA Online, the PS5 version bonus game will become available March 15th, and Ghost Runner also available this month for PS5. Ghost of Tsushima Legends, which apparently is DLC for Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, it's not the full main game. It's the multiplayer add-on, I think.
Right. So that will be available for both the PS5 and PS4. And then Ark Survival Evolved on the PS4. And Team Sonic Racing on PS4. So those are your PlayStation games. And then Amazon, because they literally have their hands in everything. Your Amazon Prime games for March. Madden NFL 22. SteamWorld Quest, Hands of Gilgamesh. Surviving Mars, Crypto Against All Odds, Look Inside, Peter's Quest, and The Stillness of the Wind.
Is that is Peter a bit of a pester? It looks like Pester Quest to me.
He is. Just don't talk. don't ask him about cock cages. I'm telling you, it's not a good conversation. Stadia Pro, it's still around. In fact, Robin single-handedly is probably going to bring Stadia Pro back into being something. You get Dawn of the Monsters, Adam Wolf, Race with Ryan Road Trip Deluxe Edition, not just any old edition, the deluxe edition of that game. Darkwood and Darksiders Genesis. Out of all those games, I would say Darksiders Genesis is the game to play.
It's the only game I fucking heard of.
It's good. Oh, and it's a twin-stick shooter. It's quite good. Epic Games Store. Ending March 3rd, never mind, you missed out on Chris Tales. Let's see, you missed out on all of these. Never mind. Epic Store, you get nothing. All of these games are already
actually
expired.
I know what's on there at the moment. It's City Skylines. We're doing them weekly for this month for some reason.
Okay.
So it's City Skylines, which is a fantastic game if you don't already have it. So if you've got a PC, go on Epic, pick up City Skylines free of charge.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. And let's talk some video games. So, Robin, I think yes. You are low man on the totem pole here in terms of games.
I have only had a chance to play with you guys on the other night when I arrived home, and it was quite late on, and we played some of the fantastic and wonderful Halo, and it was kind of cool. Actually, we had good fun. We had some capture the flag. We had a good crowd in there, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think you stayed on for a little bit more, didn't you? And had a bit of a blast. I see now. Can you explain to me that one of the levels? Then you had was it on Twitter that you were surfing. You surfed through a level or something. Please explain.
Yeah. Okay. So we got into a capture the flag match, which, so it was Snugans, myself, and Martin, and we had another rando that was with us, and we were playing capture the flag. It was tied 1-1. And I had captured the flag, and the guy next to me had the warthog, and we had a good distance to get to our base. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to jump into the warthog. Well, in capture the flag with the warthog, I don't know if you could actually ride in the warthog anymore. I certainly couldn't jump onto the back of it. I think I probably could have gone around the corner and gotten into the passenger side.
I did that,
but instead I just jumped onto the warthog, and he took off with me just riding loosely on top of the warthog. It worked perfectly. We got all the way down. There was a low overhang, if you will, which knocked me off the warthog.
Yes,
but I was close enough. We got the capture and the win. But it was pretty comical because, I mean, it was literally like me riding a surfboard. So, yeah. So Halo was fantastic.
Yeah. So, look, on that Wednesday night thing, we're having good fun with the old Halo. It's a good laugh. We're playing, that wonderful mode, the Fiesta mode, which is great. You get a different gun every time you respawn. It's a good laugh. Mark's been playing. A lot of the guys have been in there. It's been good. Good laugh.
It's going to continue.
Yeah. So it's growing now. Yeah. And please join us on Wednesday evenings. And that should be a good laugh. In fact, this Wednesday evening, I can play probably a bit more because I'm not working on Thursday. To be sure,
There we go.
So there we go. And I'll be have the man in behind me. I'll be Master Chiefing away there. There he is. Look, he's teabagging right behind me.
Nothing, by the way, infuriates me more than when somebody tries to teabag you in that game.
Oh, that happened a lot this week.
Yeah, it did. I will say we did play, Strategic Slayer, which basically takes away all your shields. It takes away the radar. It also took away grenades, which I kind of liked. So then it just became really gun battles. But the key was headshots.
Yeah, it was like one shot was almost, isn't it? Yeah, it was like, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really liked that. So
I do like that level that's sort of inside the factory and there's lots of vehicles. And I do like getting that Scorpion tank. That's my joy there.
It's your go-to move.
I hide underneath that little tunnel and I pop out and go back and pop out and go back. I'm a tank camper. Yeah, I'm like a little Russian that doesn't want to leave the field because I don't know how to do this. I want to go home for my cabbage.
Halo.
That's only been me. Disappointed to hear the Steam Dicks, my Steam Deck. That came up as well. So the Steam Decks, I am now in quarter three. I was hoping that I would get news, and the news has came. Both myself and Kim are in quarter three. Mr. California is in quarter two. So, that's just the luck of the draw, I think, you know?
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye out for my email. Nothing has come through as of yet. But I also double-checked Steam today, because you never know. Maybe they'll shift me into Q3 as well. But so far, so good. Strategic Slayer definitely is very similar to SWAT.
Don't we have a SWAT mod even new and then? Because SWAT mod used to be my favorite mod in 3 and 4.
They kind of have everything, Mark.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
There's a lot, and to be fair, they need to add more too. I'm looking forward to them finally rolling out the next season, because we will get at least two new maps to come with it. I wish it was more. I hope they will be able to kind of, pick up the pace a little bit on that front. If you are in the mood to play Halo Wednesday nights, typically speaking, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. in the UK is roughly when we look to get those games going. And the more the merrier. If we get enough people in and we feel like it, we'll just do a custom game instead of playing big team. Yep. We can always just do a custom game and have some fun and shenanigans amongst ourselves.
That would be me.
That is absolutely Robin. All right. Let's see. For me, a bunch more Cyberpunk. Been trying to get back on. I got sidetracked a little bit with a side mission that I just really kind of enjoyed the characters I was interacting. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go down the rabbit hole with the side mission, and I just completed that, although there's more to it, I now know, so it will continue on at some point. They'll kind of call back on me, but the main story of this game just continues to really, really, I just thoroughly enjoy it, and it is one of the better RPGs I've played in a while, so... You know, and I'm wearing my Mass Effect N7 shirt for RPG pride's sake. But I have to say, I have enjoyed this game far more than I thought I was going to, especially after when I first started it up back when it launched. And that was actually nothing to do with performance on its end. It was really just the beginning of it. I wasn't paying too much attention, so I missed some key things.
Okay.
And I didn't get as vested in the game. So I would say if you're going to start Cyberpunk, pay attention in the beginning.
Get vests.
Vests are important. One small thing I really wish for, and this is just a stupid OCD thing on my part, is, you know, within this game, you will get all kinds of different gear to wear. Headgear, there's... you know, harnesses, there's, pants, skirts, boots, the whole nine yards. And you kind of want your player, you maybe get some gear that you really like the way it looks. And instead, you will get better gear down the road that will just be obnoxious. Like I have, like, you know, I found a samurai helmet. I found some different, like tactical helmets, but and a cowboy hat. And the cowboy hat, honestly, it was probably the strongest. It had the most armor out of all of the different hats I had.
Cowboys.
But it didn't go with the outfit I wanted to have my character wearing. So it was kind of aggravating me that I couldn't do where some RPGs will let you just keep the skin, but you can upgrade to the better, you know, kind of gear underneath it, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. But some games do allow you to do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Alter the visuals. Ghost Recon Breakpoint, they do that.
Yeah. But instead, now I have a cowboy hat. I have a pink skirt. I have a weird puffy jacket. And
sounds like a typical Californian outfit there.
Sneakers. More or less, yes. I fit in California, absolutely. Cyberpunk,
San Francisco main sort of like dress code.
Yeah, into the, any of the shops, into like the bag, you just fill it with all the everything you want, walk out the door, nobody would take any notice, that would be
Can kind of do that in Cyberpunk, so there's that too.
There you go.
Cyberpunk continues to be great. So I've been having some great conversations with Steve Conger about Game Pass, and he is really vested in the reward system. And if you're not somebody familiar with the Microsoft reward system, basically, it is a point system where you do certain things within the Microsoft ecosystem. And typically speaking, it's geared towards search. So using their the Edge browser or the Bing search engine. But they've extended that into Xbox and Game Pass. And so there's a reward section where you can do things in games. You'll earn points and you get enough points and you can actually trade those points in for things like a free month of Xbox Live Ultimate Game Pass or a $10 gift card for Xbox. And so, you know, he's been really into it. And I was like, you know what? I go in and out with this. It's like sometimes I'm really on it. I remember to do my little, you know, rewards progress things. And then I forget sometimes and I come back to it. And I'm like, I should, because it's free money. It's basically free money they're giving away. So I was in the mood and thinking about it. And so I went into the reward section. I started clicking through all the different options. There was a 2,000 point get for March. There was a thing for just doing a search for it was a Black Women's History.
Yeah.
And then there was another daily quest. What? Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things. And
you get
and
500 points for a women's thing, and it's
just
really
just click. You just all you do is you click on something, you back out. You click on something, you back out. I mean, that's the extent of it. But one of the rewards, or a couple of them, were tied into getting at least one achievement in a game. And so, you know, that's where you start thinking, okay, well, what game can I just jump into to get a quick, easy achievement? And so one of the games that kind of pulled up for multiple progress rewards was Destroy All Humans. And so that's on Game Pass. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll just download it. But then I saw there was the cloud version. I could just play it from the cloud instead of downloading it to my console. So I just fired up Destroy All Human. I turned on the Chivo tracking under achievements and kind of cited down what was the easiest achievement to get. And then I rattled off two quick achievements, and then I bounced out of it. Perfectly fine.
I'm looking at it. It's one of those games that I always wanted to play a lot of and just dabbled in back in the 360 days. But I'm watching this here, and it really looks like Plants vs. Zombies shooter game.
It will have a kind of similar vibe in terms of how it shoots.
Yeah. It's just the housing and the bit of it I have on that.
It's a fun game, and this is the remastered version as well, so it's the updated version. I mean, I'm a good halfway through this game already. I have not quite finished it yet, but I've put a lot of time into it prior to this.
Cow mutilations?
Say it one more time, sorry?
Cow mutilations?
Oh,
Do you mutilate cows? Yes.
You could vaporize pretty much anything in there. The achievement I went for, though, was the you extract brains. And so it was a quick brain extraction. So by tapping on the X button really fast, you sped up how fast the brain gets extracted. And that was worth a 15, gamer score achievement. And that satisfied my need for getting an achievement. So I just popped in, did that. And the beauty of it was, though, firing up the cloud gaming, not even having to wait for a download, even though we have the fast download speeds, it doesn't take that long to download this game. But the ability to not have to hassle with downloading it, because I just wanted to jump into it for a small amount. And I'll be honest, I do this a lot for other games that I just want to experience. You know, I just want to check out, hey, this game or that game, because maybe it's in Game Pass or there's a demo of it, but I don't really want to download it onto my hard drive because I know I'm not going to probably play it long term. That I think the cloud gaming is perfect for. It's a great demo tool beyond everything. So, absolutely. Yes. The reward system, go look it up. Game Pass Rewards, or just, it's really Microsoft Rewards is the overall program. So you can actually do additional things if you have the Microsoft Edge browser.
There's daily ones on your PC on the browser, then there's the dashboard ones as well.
Yeah, and they'll do things like quizzes. And there's a quiz that I actually like, which is called This or That. And it's usually about 10 questions long. And so, like this week's This or That for me was which games were published by Activision.
Yeah.
And so they put two different games up on screen and they would say, you know, one was published by Activision and one wasn't. And all you're doing is you're picking which one versus that, you know, and it kind of, it's testing your knowledge. Every once in a while you might learn something, God forbid. But it's a good system. And look, it's a system that rewards you for playing games with actual potential for money. I mean, you could turn in, by the way, for other things beyond just Xbox related. So you can even get hardware. You can get hardware. Some people paid for their consoles with the game rewards they've stocked up.
Yep.
Other people, you can also do things like, you know, God forbid Starbucks rules the world, but I, you know, Starbucks gift cards. You can do Amazon gift cards, I believe. So there's a lot of different programs in this that you could turn your points into.
Start up a Game Pass game and ask you to turn in your stuff.
Yeah, yeah, so. Exactly.
Cool.
I will also say, and I need to do this, is turn off the auto redeem. So you could set a target. So let's say you want to turn in anytime you get enough for a $10 gift card. Yes. You can set it up to automatically redeem for you. So once you get enough points, it'll automatically redeem that to you, and you'll get your gift card. The problem that I found out...
You don't see it. You don't feel it. Yeah, that's what
well,
it is.
Well, it's not even that. It's that it stops your streak. And so there's different things within
streaks.
The asks. So there's streaks of like log in 3 times, you know, within the week or whatever to, you know, that will be considered a streak, right? If you turn in your rewards after you've logged in twice, it'll reset you to 0.
Oh.
And so the next time you go to, you know, so I would just say, don't worry about the auto redeem. Just redeem it once you have the points you want for whatever you're going to get.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I think that's it for me. Clearly, Mark, you don't have anything to talk about from what I can see. So,
only 2 of the best games this year so far.
I know they are. Okay, let's dive into it. Mark, what do you want to talk about first? So do you want to talk about Forbidden, Aloy, or Cockering? Yeah.
Horizon Forbidden West, which is the sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn, which was a PS4 exclusive and was an amazing game. I loved it. So this is more of that, but with a few extras. A lot of people complain about the control system slightly different, but it's been that long since I played it. I picked it up quite quick. I didn't really find that much of a problem. But one of the people on the Veteran Gamers Discord, it turned them completely off the game, but I think they've tried again now. They're liking it now, but yeah, I didn't find the controls bad. But yeah, so this is the continuation of Aloy's story. It's set 6 months after the first game, and pretty much sort of like you carry on the quest for knowledge of the ancient world, which is our current world. Well, set a little bit in the future, where the Earth is dying and humanity is killing everything off. And this is set thousands of years afterwards when AI machines helped re-terraform the Earth, and the human race sort of like is re-evolving again. And they're still in sort of like the early stages where they're using bows and arrows and everything. So all the technology they find is from the old world.
Okay.
It's a massive open world. It's huge. The main enemies are the machines, which have gone rogue. You can knock bits off them and use them for crafting and weapons and everything. And you can even override them with your special staff you've got from the first game. So you can override them, and then you can use them as transportation. So like the horsey-type ones. I can't remember what they're called now. So you can use them to ride around.
Mm. I think we ride with horsey types.
Horsey type machines, yeah. But yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. Now, sadly, I played this for a couple of weeks solid when it first came out, and then I haven't touched it for 2 weeks for the next game I'm going to talk about. So I've got so far into it, and then I've completely stopped. So I need to get back into this game. Yeah. But it's hard to get back into it with sort of game I'm going to talk about. But yeah, Horizon Forbidden West.
Is it
really
much
good.
Different? Is it much or any different than the first one?
It's slightly different. There's a few extra bits. So you early on, you meet some enemies, and you acquire like an electronic shield thing. But the shield doesn't work, so you use it as a glider. So you can jump off high points now without getting fall damage. You can use that to glide down. There's a few extra new weapons and elemental type weapons, just enough to sort of like change it up a bit, because you're in that sticky situation, aren't you, where if you change it too much, you get a load of backlash. If you don't change it at all, you get a load of backlash. So it's hard for Guerrilla Games and Sony to get a nice balance, but I think we've done it. I think we've got a nice balance on it. The open world is even bigger than the last game. I've only uncovered a slight part of it. There's a lot of platforming involved in it, like in the first game. So yes, it's really, really good. I'm really enjoying it. There's some good characters you meet. The story is brilliant.
Don't think I give it a fair shake, really. I played for a bit, and then I got kind of bored with it. And that sounds odd.
Yeah,
I heard the movie's quite good.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Mark, I do have a question for you. Yeah. And this is, it's a legit question, and I don't mean to sound like I'm digging, but so I am curious. Is Aloy the only one that has the
ginger
the
hair?
Ability to wield? Well, no, we know that. But to wield the technology, or do other people have kind of technology as well?
No, so in the first game, Aloy finds this little triangle device which you put on the temple of your head, and it's called a focus.
Okay.
And this focus allows you to see the digital side of the world. So if you look at a machine or a thing, it'll come up with the name, the weak points and everything. And you can interact with a lot of things in the environment as well as just machines. And she has a load of it. She's been scavenging all the old ruins, and she's found a load of these focuses. And she's given them to some of her friends. So in the second game, Forbidden West, she's getting together a band of teammates. And they've all got focuses, and she's teaching them how to use it. There's a few returning characters from the first game, like Elrond, who's in the first game. He's quite a funny character. He's a bit of a, like, the sort of like jock who's a bit thick, and he's trying to get used to the focus, and he can't understand it. So everyone who's got this focus on can see what Aloy sees. So it's not just unique to her.
Okay.
There is, so story-wise, there is quite a huge twist in this, and it threw me completely off. Obviously, I won't go into it and spoil it. But yeah, there is a point in the game earlier.
The origins?
Yeah.
Okay.
All to do with the original human race who set this whole machine terraforming in motion called Zero Dawn. So there's a big twist to that. Because there was a storyline in the first game where something happened and she thought something had happened, but it didn't. Anyway, you'll understand when you play it, because I don't want to ruin it. It's a big what-the-fuck moment, and the technology of these things, or people, or machines, I'm not going to go into whatever they are, but the technology they have is outstanding, and you think, wow, the hell am I going to beat these? So there's a massive... you think there's a massive roadmap to how you're going to actually progress to actually be able to take these things on. So
was curious if they're going to have a proper roadmap to making real clothes.
To making what?
Real clothing. It boggles my mind. You know, they're surrounded by this technology.
Oh, but a lot of their clothing's made up of the machine parts.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, though.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
all right.
A really good game, yeah. The story is amazing. Game. Graphically, it is outstanding. The facial animations are on par with The Last of Us 2. It's just absolute top-notch. First-party Sony software is absolutely amazing.
Now, I'm kind of curious, by the way, once we talk about this next game, the graphical comparisons, because ironically, the next game, some people have like kind of criticized it visually.
Right, yeah.
Which I find hard, because... visually, I think the next game looks fantastic. So,
yeah,
let's talk about it.
Yeah, so Elden Ring. Ring came out 2 weeks ago. And I have played a shit ton of it so far. That's all I've played for the last 2 weeks. So graphically, as you were saying, Greg, on the Xbox Series X, it looks amazing. There is a bit of frame rate stutter now and again, occasionally, but not too bad. But the main issues were on PC and PlayStation 5, believe it or not. The PlayStation 5 and PC got a patch.
Yeah, real quickly. I always find it funny because, like, you know, Digital Foundry comes out with these videos and they, like, do the comparisons. They're like, oh, this game runs at this and this game runs at that type thing. And inevitably, the way they talk, it sounds, you know, they're like, you know, there's some, you know, frame rate hiccups here, and it's to the point where it's almost unplayable. And I go into these games that they criticize over these kinds of things, and I'm like, I don't know. Looks fine to me. Plays fine. I don't, you know, I get, you know, the maybe a stutter here or there type thing, but I've never found that to be game breaking. And especially Elden Ring, it runs perfectly fine. I don't see why anybody would have a problem with that. But
what mode are you playing it in? I'm playing it in performance mode, so I've got 60 frames a second. I couldn't play it in the quality.
I want all the bells and whistles. I think I have it on quality. I could be wrong on Elden Ring. I don't know for sure. Like at Cyberpunk, though, I'm playing with ray tracing on.
Yeah.
And I've actually really enjoyed that because there's been some great things they've done with the atmosphere. So like, a sandstorm coming through legitimately now is difficult to see. Anyway.
Talk to me about the fingers.
So apparently PS5, I'll get onto the fingers in a minute. So yeah, apparently PS5 and PC, before the patch, they had massive frame rate issues. The PC version was massively CPU hungry. It didn't really utilize the GPU much. So apparently this new patch sort of like equaled that out a little bit. But I've not really heard any feedback about the two versions, if it's made any difference.
My understanding is both the console versions run perfectly fine. I don't think it's anything anybody should be concerned about. Go play.
No. Console wise, it's fine. Yeah, you need a powerful rig to play it on PC. Probably.
Yeah, but let's talk about you getting fingered.
So the game itself. So it's a Souls-like game made from Software, who make all the Souls games, starting with Demon's Souls and then onto Dark Souls. So it's got that pedigree and it's got that game mechanics and it's got that difficulty. The difference with this is it's advanced more from the original Souls games of Bloodborne. So it's completely open world, whereas the previous games were open world, but if you wandered off a beaten path, you knew about it because the enemies were so higher level, you didn't really have a choice. You had to follow their set route.
I call it open. So the previous games were open roaming, whereas this is open world. And it is different. It is definitely different.
So on this, you can actually go... if you see a boss on the open world bosses, you can actually just run past them. You don't have to fight any enemies. You can just run away and travel wherever you want, as long as you don't get battered. but there are lots of bosses in this. I've beaten 4 main story bosses so far, and I've beaten 17 other bosses. So these are either in dungeons or in the open world. So I've done 21 bosses so far, and I'm I haven't even uncovered half a map yet.
I discovered 2, Mark. I discovered 2. One killed me in like 3 swings, and then the other one I literally ran away from like a little girl.
Yeah.
But that is the decided difference of this game, I think, than the other Dark Souls games, is that you can actually... You know, you're not forced into going to the next big boss if you want to continue forward. Yeah. You can side skirt them and go adventure and level up. You can grind other areas, make yourself powerful, and then come back to those bosses.
So instead of having the campfires in the previous Souls games, they have Sites of Grace.
Right.
And it seems a bit awkward when you get one because you have to touch Grace, which seems a bit naughty. Fraser
Waller. She likes it.
So you have to, you've got Sites of Grace, which is where you rest and then the enemies respawn and your flasks for your health regeneration, refill and everything. So it's just like the campfires. But there's more of them, and they're more plentiful. And the best thing is, in the previous Souls games, you could only fast travel from campfire to campfire. But now, if you're not in combat, you can just fast travel at will. You can be anywhere you want, and you can just select the menu and fast travel to a Site of Grace you've already unlocked. So that is a fantastic feature now. No cost or anything. As long as you've unlocked the Site of Grace, you can fast travel to it.
Yeah, I think these little things we're talking about here, this is what makes the game more accessible to those people that are...
It's a good evolution of the Souls games.
I think it's a fantastic evolution. And it does seem like ranged combat in this game also has become a viable option, especially like the magic side. And I only know this just kind of watching other people's videos that they've been posting, because I did not go with a quote unquote, you know, magic class. I went with the hero class.
Yeah.
The dual wielding. But I've seen plenty of people picking up the wizard class, and yeah,
but some of them are really overpowered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so talking of classes, then there's quite a few different classes. So you've got some melee classes, which is your vagabond, your hero soldier, samurai, which is what I went with. I went with a samurai. And then you've got some magic mage type ones. You've got a prisoner, an astrologer, and something, I can't remember what all the names are. There's quite a few different ones. But the beauty of Elden Ring compared to the previous Souls game is you can develop that character and make it whatever you want. Whereas in the previous games, you were stuck with that class. So right. In this one, you can put your points into any of the abilities. And even though I'm a samurai, I could have made him into a really powerful mage if I wanted to. Or, like, my son Jay's picked the game up yesterday because I've been going on about it so much. So he's picked it up. And he likes the mage type stuff. So he's an astrologer. And he's already been playing it a day. And he's got this really powerful spell, really powerful staff. He's taken down the first boss within 2 hours of starting the game, and it took me fucking a week. So the mages are really powerful. But if he wanted, he could make that into a melee build. It's all about where you put your points. So talking about putting your points, what it is in the Souls games, you collected souls from everything you killed, and that was your currency. So in this game, when you kill enemies, they give you runes in this game. It's basically souls. So the runes you can use to level up, and every time you level up one of your attributes. There's about 8 or 9. There's vigor, which is your health, mind, intelligence, strength, dexterity, and all that lot. So my samurai, I'm going for a strength and dexterity build, so I'm putting a lot of points in them because my katana scales with that. So the more I put into that, the more damage I can do.
Gotcha.
And I got a lot of the weapon I've got does a lot of blood loss. So if I hit an enemy for a certain amount of times, I get extra health knocked off the enemy because of blood loss and everything. So it all depends where you put your points into it. But every time you level up, the cost goes up. So you start off, it's like 500 runes to level up. So this morning I hit level 89. And then to get it to 90, I had to get 40,000 runes just to get to level 90. So that's the difference. So the more you level up, the harder it is. So your leveling up goes really quickly, and then it's like starts to slow down when you get the higher levels. And you have to do what a lot of Souls games you're doing, it's farming. So you go to a certain spot and you go around, kill all the enemies, go back to Society Grace, the enemies respawn, you go around, kill them all again, and so on and so forth. And you can spend hours grinding just to level up.
Oh, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. Just that constant.
You don't have to do that, but I'm doing that because I want to level up, because I want to take on the bosses. Because some of the bosses are just insane. One of the second story boss, halfway through the transition, again, I won't spoil it, but what he does is just insane, and it is visually just a treat to watch. How did I describe it on the text? It is beautifully horrific. So yeah. It's just insane what happens, and all the enemies are just absolutely fucking batshit crazy. The design of them, they've got arms and legs and heads sticking out all over the place. And as Robin mentioned, the famous finger. I went into this castle. Is it Chiaria Castle or Clara Castle?
He did share, by the way, some video of the fingering.
So. Yeah. So I'm walking along and I see these little things sticking out of the ground. I didn't think much of them. And I walked over and most of his big fucking hand comes out of the ground, grabs me, squeezes me to a pulp, and I die. So I return to the area and these fucking hands running around, nothing attached to him, just these hands running around. And some of these were quite small. And then there was this massive one and it had a big ring on its finger and it just suddenly lifted its finger up and the ring lit up and it shot out a fucking purple fireball at me. And gave me the finger.
Yeah.
And Kim found that absolutely hilarious.
Oh, wow. It's shooting it from its middle finger at you. How,
yeah. So that's from Software's a big fuck you to all his players. But yeah, the enemies are absolutely insane. The bosses are brilliant. So another difference in this game with the evolution to the Souls games, you've got a thing called Ashes of War. So you can, early on in the game, you get this little spirit calling bell, and you can defeat certain enemies and get more of these spirit ashes. So you start off with three wolves, and then you can get some rats, you can get some soldiers. So when you're in certain areas, you get a little icon on the screen so you know you can use it, and it's mainly in the boss areas. And you ring this little bell, and you can summon the spirit ashes, and they can take some of the aggro of the boss or the enemies, while you can then sort of like get round the back and do the backstab and get the extra damage and everything. So that's a really good addition, as well as it's got the traditional summoning of AI characters to help you, and also real people.
Can you play it on easy mode? Like, is there one level? You know, that's it.
No, this is a From Software game, Robin.
Get
there
good,
is no
Robin.
Easy
get
mode.
Good.
There
get
is good. No, the easy mode is you just die a lot.
Right. But this goes back to what we were talking about, Robin, which is in the previous games, you really didn't have the ability to kind of circumvent bosses or run away, so to speak. In this game, that's a total tactic. You don't have to fight the big ugly boss in front of you. No. You can try and get away from them, go somewhere else, grind on some of the lesser, if you will, and just boost yourself up to where you'll be powerful enough when you come back to that boss, you actually could kick the boss's ass pretty easily.
And even as you level up, like I'm at level 90, even if you go back to the starting area, you can like one hit the enemies and they're dead because you're that powerful. But if you get overpowered by three or four of them, they can still take you down really quickly. So you can't be complacent. You got to have your wits about you. And you know, in like with all the soul games,
emotional damage.
Yeah, be mean. when you die, you know that you've either fucked up or you've like not timed something right. There's no sort of like cheesing of their side of it. You can cheese some of the bosses, but when you die, you know you've made a mess. Right. So the online side of it, what I mentioned briefly earlier. So previous Souls games, you could be invaded. They were mainly because they had something called humanity. So when you were in human form, you could be invaded and you didn't have a choice about it. And that's the worst thing I didn't like about Souls games. So I never went in human form. When you were in human form, you got more health, but I always suffered that because I just hated being invaded because people used to be so overpowered and they used to, what's called in the trade is ganking. So they used to just invade it, gank it, take your souls, whatever, then bugger off again.
Did you just really say what they say in the trade?
Yeah, in the souls trade. In the souls trade. If you're a souls player, you know what ganking is. So in this one, in Elden Ring, you can have that as an option. So you have certain fingers and sort of like trinkets. You can decide whether you want to have the ability to be invaded or not. As well as you can have the ability to offer your services up as a co-op companion to help someone in a difficult area or a boss. So when Jay started yesterday, I put down my gold summon sign to be offered to him to join his game. And another feature is you can put a password on it. So we put the same password on, so someone else couldn't summon me before he did. So he summoned me into his game. Now, the downside is I thought I'd go into his game and be like this mega powerful person and he's like the new starter. But it didn't work like that. You start with half your health and half of your flasks. Because throughout the game, you collect these golden tears. Golden seed, sorry, and you can upgrade your flasks just like in the other Souls game. So I've got 12 flasks in total now. I used 10 for health, 2 for mana potions. So I'm not a mage. But when I went in Jason's game, I only had 5 and 1. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on there? But when I looked it up online, that's how it works. Because it's the first time I've done multiplayer on it. But it works really well.
Do you get experience?
Yeah, so I collected runes and I brought them back into my world. So all the runes you collect and all the goodies you collect from the dead enemies, like when they drop items like golden runes, what you can create, you crush these and you get more runes for them. So yeah, you keep all the goodies.
Now, hold on. Another question.
Yeah.
What happens if you die?
Right. So if you die, you lose what you earn in that world and you get sent back to your original world. If Jay died, then I would get returned to my world, but I'd keep all my goodies.
Okay. All right.
Now, one thing I didn't know is this happened to us while we were in the Stormvale Castle going to the second main boss. We were invaded without even having that option turned on. So apparently when you're in co-op, you can be invaded. But luckily, Jason had this ring activated where if you're invaded, it automatically summoned a helper. So it ended up being me, Jay, and this other guy who came in against this one invader. So historically in the Souls games, the gankers used to target these poor people. Now the tides have been turned. When you invade, you are on the disadvantaged side. So it was 3-1, and we kicked his ass basically and vanquished him, and he went. So yeah, so that was interesting. I've not done any invading yet. There's a quest line which sort of like makes you invade 3 different people. And I want to do it because
it just sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
The rewards. Just say no.
Yeah. No, the rewards for it. You get a really good item for it.
Mark,
so, yeah.
Mark, no means no.
yeah. So that's the multiplayer side of it.
All right.
Yeah. The world is gorgeous. It's massive.
Yeah. Let's talk about that real quickly. Visually. I think it looks great.
It is visually stunning. It is amazing. The draw distance, the even sort of like some of the areas are dark and you have to use a lantern or a torch. And when I say that, I mean fucking pitch black. You can't see nothing. Enemies jump out from the darkness. It's just so fucking spooky. I mean, you can go into like swampy areas and there's like mist and fog in swamp areas. And it's just so atmospheric. And then all of a sudden you come out and you go up the hill and it's bright sunlight and it's gorgeous. And then you can get rain. And it's just graphically, it is a treat to behold. And there's just so much variety in the different areas. Talking of the areas, I've unlocked about 5 main areas now. Each one is unique in its own sort of like area with the abilities and the terrain. So some areas have got like what's called Scarlet Rot, which is fucking deadly. Another area has got Poison, which is fucking deadly. Another area has got Dead Blight, which is even more deadly. So everywhere you go, it's fucking deadly.
I mean, is it safe to assume, you know, playing this game, you know, the land of Elden Ring is basically like Australia. Everything there is constantly trying to kill you.
Everything wants to kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And I'm probably just not doing a really good job describing it because there's just so much to explain about this game. But yeah, so the map,
fantastic job.
The map, there's like these little monument, like statue things, and each at the bottom of them there's a map fragment you can collect, and that will then uncover that map for that area, and you have to find these. Luckily, when you go into a new area, the map is just brown. You might see a few little roads and you'll see this little, like I said to you, it's like a dildo shape. It just looks like a little outline of a dildo. If you find that, that's the monument, and that's what uncovers the map. So Jay,
I see it in the background.
Jay rung me up early, says, "We sent me a link to where these maps are. I can't find these dildos." And his girlfriend in the background says, "What? What are you on about? What are you doing that for?" Anyway, thought that was quite fun. So the map is huge. The enemies, variety of them. Like I say, I've killed 20 odd bosses now. Each one has been completely different, apart from 2, which you meet twice. Some of them are quite easy to defeat. Some of them are fucking tough as hell. The second to last one I defeated today, the magma worm. Jesus Christ, I was getting angry. I was told off, I don't know how many times, for swearing by Jenny. It was just so tough because it was a magma worm. So a worm is like a dragon which can't fly. It's like little wings. It's poor little things, wriggles around on its belly. But it spews fucking lava and magma. And you're in such a small confined area.
Poor little thing.
A poor little thing, yeah. Gadfly.
Oh, fuck that worm, dude. It deserves to die.
Fuck him, yeah, you can just be right off. But you're in such a small, confined arena, and you can't get out of there. It was so frustrating. And I went into this boss fight, and I had 30,000 runes on me, and I'm thinking, I can't lose that. So every time I went back in, I run. I didn't explain this. So like any Souls game, when you die, you drop all your runes. But if you get back to them, you can pick them up. But if you die getting back to them, they are gone forever. So I kept going back into this magma worm arena, picking up my 30,000 runes I'd dropped, because that's half of my level. And then trying to fucking defeat this thing. And I couldn't use my spirit bell. The icon wasn't there, so I couldn't use any help. I tried doing the summoning a court player, but there wasn't any summon signs in that area, so no one was there to help me. And it took me, I think it was 12 or 13 attempts to defeat this worm.
Oh, God, you just needed a good can of raid.
Yeah. I used all my 10 health potions up on it. I was down to my last bit of health, and he was on his little last bit of health. And I'd been there a few times before and died, but I just managed to get it. And the jubilation of the excitement of when you take down these bosses, the reward of this game, it's just so good.
Yeah. But yes, and I think that's something that I have heard echoed by a lot of people. The reward when you beat a boss, it feels different than a lot of other games.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's why they have not messed with the difficulty settings, because that's what they want this game to have, is that reward feeling.
And this game's been out 2 weeks, and it is so massive. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's streaming it. All the gaming news sites and YouTube, it's just completely blown up about Elden Ring. It's Elden Ring this, Elden Ring that. You can't move for fucking not reading about it. It's just absolutely huge. It was the biggest selling PlayStation game of March, and it only came out at the end of March. Did it come out at the beginning of March? I can't remember when it came out. But it's the biggest selling PlayStation game of that particular month. I don't know if it was February or March. But yeah, it's biggest selling PS5 game. It's huge on PC.
I'm sure it's dominating all three platforms it's out on. Not out on Switch, mind you. I don't see it. I don't see it coming to Switch. I think this is a game.
I've been conversing a lot with Neil at Real Kahuna on the Seal podcast, because he's got it on PC and he's hooked on it as well. He loves all the Souls games.
Yeah.
So he's gone Samurai class as well. So I've been comparing notes, and he's just about as far as what I am into it. So yeah, he's loving it as well. It's nice to compare notes, and even though we're both samurai builds, we've got these differences, and he's done certain bosses. Have you done the lion-headed monster boss? And no, I've not come across him. And then he'll say, have you done this boss? And then, like today, I came across a boss which Neil mentioned a couple of days ago, and I forgot all about that. And I've done bosses what he's not done before. So yeah, it's nice to sort of like have that comparison, and everyone's got a different experience in it. So yes.
Well, it is such a big game that I think that's one of the beauties is, even when you do talk about a boss, I mean, so it might be spoiled for you in a sense, but you'll forget about it easily, and then you're going to be move on to the next thing. All right. Well, Elden Ring sounds like a small game worth maybe a punt if you're feeling like it.
This game is like, it stopped me playing Horizon Forbidden West, completely stopped it in its tracks, and I didn't think that could happen. But it's that good.
This is my trick, Mark. This is how I got you back on the Xbox.
and I can't believe you're putting Cyberpunk over this.
It's that good.
Yeah. I don't even go.
I also know this. Once I get into Elden Ring, just based off everything I've been seeing, I know that will consume time. Yeah. So I'm just trying to be, for once, judicious and finish one game before moving to the next, because I'm absolutely that next shiny person. Like, here, there. So, yeah.
My gaming time is quite limited, and I've got 51 hours into it already.
Not me.
Yeah.
Wish I was so limited.
Unlimited. Here we go. Let's talk about some news, Robin.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So this week we were treated to a state of play from Sony midweek. They, in fairness to Sony, they set proper expectations. They said this was going to be a state of play that was driven mostly around some Japanese developer games. And there weren't going to be any big announcements from this. And I think from that respect, this delivered exactly what people, if they had properly set their expectations, were going to get. I think there were a lot of other people that did not have proper expectations. And so they looked at this and I think it just fell flat. And I'll be honest, I think it fell flat pretty much for everybody, even with those people that had their expectations set properly. But for the people that had their expectations set properly, they're like, yeah, okay, it was okay. I think this is a state of play that didn't need to happen. I guess that's the best way to describe this. But here's the rundown on the games. So there were a few new titles, and I'll point those out as we go through this. But it started off with Exo Primal, which this is a game from Capcom. It is a like a Dino Crisis Anthem game. And that, while that sounds pretty awesome, it seemed a little generic to me on screen, but it has potential to be something cool. Basically, you're in, a futuristic take, I guess, on Earth, where there's some kind of event happening. And I don't know quite what the event is, but they basically equate it to kind of like a weather forecast for dinosaurs appearing. And these dinosaurs fall. They just fall from the sky. I mean, you see this sphere open up in the sky and dinosaurs just start dropping out onto the world. And you and other, I don't know what the name of the, maybe it's Exoprimal fighters, basically jump into your mech suits and you go kill dinosaurs. That's the gist of the game. I just laughed the moment I heard a like news anchor saying, and the dino forecast today is, and I'm like, oh no, okay, this could be bad. So Exo Primal, I think it's later this year that it's coming from Capcom.
2023.
Oh, 2023. It's just
okay, well, thank God. They've got time to polish it then. it is a Capcom game. I don't know if it's on all platforms or if it's a PS5 exclusive or not. Obviously, it was a state of play, so they only talked about games coming to their platform. Ghostwire Tokyo was then shown off. This still looks pretty darn good, decidedly spooky. They then started to kind of get into, some of the Square. Square really kind of dominated a lot of this show as well. There were a number of different games they had on here. But Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin was shown off. If you like Final Fantasy games, I guess maybe you're happy about this. They showed off some Forspoken. We've seen this game before. I'm not overly excited by what I see from this game.
Last E3 that was shown, wasn't it? Or was it yes. Game Awards? I can't remember. But it looked really good. I remember me and Kim saying, obviously, it looks really good.
Yeah. Apparently, they are taking feedback from this game. It's been delayed to October 2022, so it's not coming out anytime soon. But they are making some changes. Like, I guess some of the early feedback from some of the preview build was the main character did a lot of talking, and it was like the sassy kind of, talk, I don't want to say whimsical. It was just annoying. And so they've dialed that back, I guess, a little bit. So hopefully they continue to make refinements and maybe this turns out to be a fantastic game. Not sure. I know one game that will not be fantastic is Gundam Evolution. I saw this. It just looked very dated to me.
It does.
But if you like Gundams, I'm not a Gundam fan. I love mechs, but I'm not a Gundam fan. Go figure. But Gundam Evolution is coming. Then they showed off Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection. This is basically like a bunch of the Teenage Mutant Ninja games from, I want to say, like the 3DS.
Yeah.
And older platforms.
Stuff, yeah. Maybe arcade stuff too.
Yeah. Very nostalgia play here. if you love those games, you are going to probably love this collection.
Funny, just a couple of weeks ago there, I took a couple of the boys. We put on the little device, the new device. We played all the way through the arcade version of one of the Turtles games. And it was good fun. But it's button mashing stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah. They then showed off a couple games, Giga Bash and Trek to Yomi. And then the last four games they showed off were all new games. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R. Returnal Ascension, which basically is free DLC for Eternal. And I believe it's co-op play that they're bringing into the game, so that is coming. And then the last two games, which felt, I honestly couldn't tell. I mean, they felt like the same game in some respects. But the Diofield Chronicle.
That's right.
Diofield Chronicle.
Trek to Yomi.
Trek to Yomi, like, yes.
Black and white samurais.
Yes.
What's the video here? It looks kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Screw. And then, and last was Valkyrie Elysium. So, these are, you know, again, games really kind of focused on the Japanese market.
They all have a kind of theme. I think somebody said that, didn't they? I mean, you know, how do you tell one Japanese game from another? That's how short.
Well, it's that Final Fantasy kind of spin to a lot of these games. They just, it feels so samey sometimes. And that's just coming from me. I know for a lot of people that are into the anime side of the world that it doesn't, and that they really love these games. So more power to them. Okay. This is a bunch of games for them, basically. But that was it. That was the state of play. Pretty short and sweet, to the point. You know, again, I think proper expectations had been set by Sony. I think if you were overly disappointed and you had a very negative reaction to this, you just didn't listen to them, because they really did tell you what it was going to be. And then on the other news front, we heard that Xbox will finally have some kind of showcase event. I think we've been kind of waiting. It's been a little dry on the Xbox side since the VGAs. They will have a Twitch event, which that has me kind of cringing a little bit. That'll be March 16th at 1 p.m. on the East Coast, 10 a.m. Pacific time, which if it's 10 a.m. Pacific time, I think that is 6 o'clock UK. It's an ID at Xbox showcase event. But, you know, again, they do these Twitch gaming events where they have the Twitch hosts and they're kind of walking everybody through these showcase events. But the problem is the Twitch people are just there about promoting themselves. Mm. And so at least last one was better with Blind Gamer Steve, I think is his name. He seemed pretty decent, but the previous one was just horrific. And so I'm hoping this is not going to be hours long and just us having to deal with Twitch streamers trying to promote their channel. We'll see. We'll see how much has changed. But anyway, they said there'll be some, you know, new updates and trailers for games from Finji, Whitethorn, as well as the first game from IM8Bit's brand new gaming publishing label, and then updates from Roblox and Shredders, as well as more. So very much an indie showcase for sure. And then, Mark, I'm going to have you talk about this next news story about Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, so I actually picked this up on launch. I've played a little bit of it, and then it had a few issues. So Elite Dangerous, it has an Odyssey expansion, which is nicknamed Space Legs, where you can actually walk around out of your ship. Well, they've cancelled all future content on consoles, and they've scrapped Odyssey for coming to console. So this came out April last year on PC. And it had a lot of issues and a lot of patches, and it's had a lot of stick from the PC gaming community. But yeah, apparently they've just dropped all, not just Odyssey, but all future content on consoles, just dropped it all. So I don't know what the hell's going on with Frontier Developments, but yeah, so it's not good news.
Is it just the game just got tighter?
Yeah, probably. Well, I think they're moving into different areas as well, because they're sort of like concentrating a lot on Planet Coaster and stuff, aren't they? So yeah. So the blurb is: Frontier Developments will no longer be releasing new content for its long-running Space Sim Elite Dangerous on Xbox One and PlayStation, and development on the console version of its poorly received Odyssey expansion has ceased. Yeah. So yeah, like I say, I played Odyssey when it first came out. I enjoyed a little bit of what I played. The shooting mechanics were okay. It was tough. But there were a lot of bugs, a lot of issues, and a lot of repetitiveness, and not much content there. Mm-hmm. All the missions seemed to be the same, go into this building, activate this thing, or retrieve something and get out again. So whether that's changed since I last played it, I don't know. I've not played it for a long time.
I mean, to me, it sounds like they pretty much decided that they, you know, the team on this is probably small, and they just didn't have the resources to put it towards the console side of it. And they,
Art Frontier bringing out a shooter type game.
Yeah, I mean, they've worked on a number of games, so you know, they're not exclusive to just Elite.
And Elite's been out for a long time now, so Elite. I think they're just gonna leave it now.
Yeah, well, Elite's been successful for them. Let's be honest. Oh, yeah, that absolutely. Was a huge
Especially
success
on PC.
Yeah, and that's the
it's
thing.
Still got a massive
following. I think they had a lot of success on PC. They were trying to support console as well, but I don't think console ever really took off. And so they probably just said, you know what? Is it worth our time to devote resources to trying to make console versions of this when even the PC side, we're actually suffering now because we haven't been able to focus on it, and we put forward something that was not to what people wanted. So
Yeah, that's a good point. They're probably all that time and development for the console version, they might, because of scrapping that, they can dedicate all that time into keeping the PC version the optimum it can be, and keeping the PC gaming community happy, because that's their main sort of like bread and butter to their intake, I think. So.
Yeah. And hey, a week would not go by in the gaming industry if we didn't have another lawsuit. This caught my attention only because it came from a company that I didn't expect. And that is PlayStation being accused of systemic sexism within PlayStation. So originally there was a class action lawsuit that was filed against PlayStation that was alleging pay disparity, wrongful termination, and other instances of gender-based discrimination at their California site. California, again, the center of all problems, apparently. And Sony was seeking to have the case thrown out off of this original woman's claim. However, 8 additional women have come forward now with their own accusations and joined the lawsuit, apparently. So looks like this will, if nothing else, continue to be something that is investigated. Basically, the company's saying it fails to identify a single policy, practice, or procedure at PlayStation that allegedly formed the basis of any widespread intentional discrimination or discriminatory impact on women. So, I mean, I'm sure PlayStation, you know, at the end of the day, they're a big company. I doubt they have any kind of policies in place that would be trying to keep women down. But if we've learned anything, see Activision, that it's these big companies sometimes have some problems internally that they just are blind to. So we'll see how this plays out. We'll see if it gains any steam or not. But just something to note, I guess, if nothing else. And that's it. That's the news. Mark, I've been talking quite a bit. Do me a favor.
Yep. New releases.
Yeah, new releases.
Let's talk some new releases. And so these are from the 14th to the 21st of March. So if you haven't already played or bought this, where the hell have you been for the last 13 years? But Grand Theft Auto 4 comes out on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S.
Even Grand Theft Auto 5, Mark.
This is the what did I say?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Did I? Yeah. Sorry, 5. Sorry. this is the remastered version. So it's got the 4K and 60 frames a second, and you got to pay for it again. So, yeah, you think that if you'd already bought it, you get it for now, but no, you got to pay for it again. But if you're on PlayStation, you get it free for 3 months. Anyway,
right,
only half of it though, the online side. And that's out on 15th of March. Phantom Breaker Omnia on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 15th. The Cruel King and the Great Hero, PlayStation 4 and Switch on the 15th. Paradise Killer on PlayStation 5, Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, March 16th. Tunic, I've heard of that. That's quite an old, I'm sure that's an oldish platformer game, isn't it? Anyway, that's coming to Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on the 16th of March. Anno Mutationum, probably killed that name, but that's coming on PlayStation 4 and PC on the 17th of March. Monster Energy Supercross 5 coming to PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 17th. Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, PS4, Switch, and PC on the 17th. Shredders coming to Series X and S and PC on the 17th. And finally, Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin on PS5, Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 18th. That's the new releases.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joseph.
Thank you all the time, yes. Let's see. Out of that list, there's a couple interesting ones. Obviously, Grand Theft Auto 5, the remake.
Not 4, I mean, just 5.
Yeah, just 5, not 4.
Goodness me.
I don't know what to think about it. I mean,
if it was a free upgrade, I'd be tempted, but I'm not paying again for it. I bought it on 360. I bought it on fucking Xbox One, and I bought it on PS5, and I bought it on fucking PC. I bought it 4 fucking times, and I'm buying it again.
They must just laugh at people. They really do. They must just laugh.
Oh, the Rockstar prints money with that game. Yeah. I'm with Boof. Tunic is one that excites me. I still think back to the E3 we had, what was it, last year? The pandemic E3, but they had all these demos that released out, and I got the demo version of Tunic, but it was a timed limitation on how long you could access it, and I was trying to get into it after that time had expired, and so they created an artificial wall that I couldn't get past, and I was just frustrated beyond belief. I could not figure out why I couldn't get past this. It never dawned on me that they had actually kind of created this wall in the game to cut people off from accessing the demo. I think that will be a fun little game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also kind of excited about Shredders.
What is Shredders? I've not heard of that.
So, snowboarding.
All right, okay.
Snowboarding. And this comes on the heels of the Olympics. I watched a ton of skiing and snowboarding and the tricks and stuff. And so I'm cautiously optimistic for this one.
So one of the guys at work, he's a PS5 person. And he mentioned there's a new skate coming, Skate 4, it's been announced. He's well excited for that.
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not a big skateboard guy.
No.
Robin.
Yeah.
I really am curious. On Wednesday night, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to do some galo, man. Absolute galo. I'm going to be getting it all gay and getting my gay on. And I'm going to be teabagging people. And I'm going to be shooting in the head, and I'm going to have, these lovely guys that go, yay, when you make the popper heads, and I'm going to shout at people because I can't get my weapon loaded. No, we're going to play Halo on Wednesday night. Halo multiplayer with the Master Chief and all his guys. We're going to get the Mongoose out there, and we're going to play lots of multiplayer and have laughs, and because it is a laugh.
Yeah, it is a laugh.
Yeah, because we're gelling as a team, and it's really, really good. We're coming together. Yeah. It's like the most inappropriate, terrible team ever, but it's a team.
There's not a lot of political correctness on our team. We also are no cat ears, team no cat ears. Although I have to think. Yeah, we are Team Beans, but if Robin gets a chance to buy cat ears, I guarantee you he will sport the cat ears.
No, I'm a Let's Go Brandon team, so I get in there, man.
Let's get in there. Yes, come join us Wednesday night.
Good, come absolutely. Come for an hour.
We'll start up a party chat. I look for people.
Come for an hour, but you know what I mean.
If you can come for an hour, man, more power to you. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, please consult your physician. Halo Nights Wednesday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, and we'll have a party chat open. So feel free to just drop in. It won't be set to private; it'll be public, so you can jump in and come have some fun. I guess we're at that time. We can kind of start wrapping the show up. Robin. Why don't you start the shout-outs?
Potato! St. Patrick's Week. If you have celebrated St. Patrick's Week, have a good old time. Yeah. Here, Mark, really good to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So no pressure. Lovely to have you on. Please come on. Come on on. Not, you know, we don't bite much. So it's lovely to have you on. Lovely to hear your dulcet tones again and see your gorgeous face. I miss the tweaky headphones, but what do you do? to all the guys in the chat tonight, thank you very much. That's kind of cool. It's always been very active. I'd like to see all the folk in there chatting away. And have a great. And Kim Woods, thank you very much for coming on the show this week. You've been fantastic. You've been really, really good. I like your contribution. And yeah.
Lovely smile. Lovely smile.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Let's say chipper in a crazy, crazy world. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Yeah, on that last note, what Robin's just said, I just want to shout out to everyone who's going through anything related to depression or anxiety, because that's what I've been suffering with since sort of like just before Christmas. So that's one of the reasons I've not been on the podcast. I've been battling a few sort of like internal demons, and just talk to people, get help from your friends. And these guys like Robin, Greg, Kim, Pete, Phil, they've just been superb, supporting me all the way through, having a laugh, taking the piss, calling me all sorts of names, and just be there for you. So yeah, if you are going through anything, just talk to your friends, talk to us. Don't talk to Robin though; he's a fucking idiot. No, I don't want to joke, you know. So yeah, a shout out to you guys for having me back on the show. It's been great tonight. It's good therapy, and it's a shame Kim and Pete haven't been on, because I wanted to catch up with them and Phil. So yeah, thank you very much, and hopefully I'll be back as a regular once again. I'll let you take us home, Greg.
All right. Well, first of all, Mark, we are definitely glad to have you back. I would like to point out, we actually didn't call you names because of your current state of mind. That would have been a bit mean-spirited. But absolutely. What Mark said, though, if you are in any kind of state, whether it be just a little bit down or just wanting to hang out with people, I mean, you don't have to be depressed to hang out with us. We prefer you actually. Yeah, I mean, we prefer you not to be. But yeah, come hang out. Have some fun. I definitely want to thank Kim Woods for being on the show. Mark, you said she, you know, you missed her. She's been here the entire time.
Oh, no, she's there. She's just been greeting us all this whole way through.
I know, beaming smile. Yeah, Kim Woods the fourth, I believe, is who we have here. But to the original Kim Woods, absolutely, we miss you, and get back to the show. Stop doing work. Pete Chin, on an excursion to find the ultimate cock ring. That was why he could not be here. The cock ring, by the way, loads into the cock cage. It's complicated. He told me a little bit about it. I said, save it for the show, Pete. Save it for the show. Phil Olson, also not on the show, but we do, of course, love and support Phil. Phil was busy developing the most diabolical dungeon ever for our next session of D&D, which we will be doing. So keep an eye out for that.
For those who like following the stories on our D&D, Jatik may be returning to that as well.
Yeah, he should be. Van apparently fell into a box, could not find his way out.
Yeah, I mean, he was told to sort of like stand in that shallow pool, and he fucking drowned. Thanks,
greatest,
Dylan.
Greatest moment ever.
Oh my God.
Anyway, all right. Hey, to the chat, thank you so much for being here. We love all you guys. It's been fun. It's been hard to keep up with the chat. There's been so many different comments back and forth, but we love the participation. Want to make sure we recognize everybody we can. So there's Boomer, there was Boof, or Boof. Again, correct me on this, Boof or Boof. I really don't know. Yeah. I think it is Boof. I want to go with Boof. But maybe it's both.
Very active. Yeah, very active.
Yeah, Corazon's been in there. CPM Matthew. I know Rob BTS was in there.
Snoogans. Yeah.
Snoogans.
He's been joining in on the Halos.
Yeah. And quite the Halo player.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been on for a couple of Wednesdays, but the first Wednesday I was on with him. Yeah, it was me, Snoogans, and Martin. You jumped off after one game, didn't you, Greg? He's really good. He's very funny though.
Yeah,
a good Northern lad. That's it. That's him I bought the Xbox off. The Series X.
There you go.
Yeah, I went across the M62 to the other side of the Pennines and bought the Series X off him last two Christmases ago. There, so I've met him in real life. Very nice guy.
Yeah, It's funny. Once you bought that Xbox, you thought nicely of him. Up until then, you were calling him all kinds of names. Anyway.
It was getting called a lot of names when he used to win the trials every week. Trials Fusion.
That will return should we have another game like that.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. I think we can call this a show. We will call this a complete show. Six 674 shows. Dear Lord.
Wow.
We have quite a few. All right. Yeah. Let's wrap this up. Robin, put a bow on it.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.